Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and we are at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and we're talking now to Timothy Sandifer of the Pacific Legal Foundation. He helped craft many of the arguments that went all the way to the Supreme Court against Obamacare. Are there any legal remedies to Obamacare that are still likely to pan out?
I think so. There are several lawsuits still proceeding, including one the Pacific Legal Foundation is litigating right now, that argues that, okay, assuming that it is a tax, it's still unconstitutional because it did not originate in the House of Representatives as required by the Constitution.
But then is that just a quick fix? Let's assume that that goes all the way up and, yeah, you win the case, and then is it going to get rubber stamped somehow?
No, I don't think so. Not with a Congress that is now repeatedly expressed its dissatisfaction with the statute and with public opinion continuing to grow against Obamacare.
You know, Lord knows it would be great if Obamacare got struck down. But if you get it on a kind of technicality, is that really, you know, is that good for the country in the long run?
I think if that were to occur, possibly not, but I don't see it that way. What I see is that the several lawsuits that are continuing are part of an overall challenge that has to continue to be made, both in the courts as well as among policymakers and political leaders, and the effort to change this system and reform it for the better has to be, like I like to say, part of this complete breakfast. My job as an attorney is to bring the constitutional and legal arguments, but then policymakers have to craft better policies, and political leaders have to lead change democratically speaking. So I see what we do as part of an overall movement that has to convince people to find a way to open up consumer power, to open up free markets, and to remedy our medical system in a free market direction.
And of course, it's true that, I mean, the way Obamacare has been implemented now is through a lot of weird glitches where we're not going to worry about the technicalities because only the little people care about that.
And apparently technicalities mean just following the law itself.
But now you're also working on another case that has you really jazzed up. Talk a little bit about this. This is about the need for certain types of certificates necessary or under current law or current interpretation of law for interstate moving.
Actually, yes, within states. So most states in the country have laws called Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity requirements. And these are licensing laws that you're required to get a license in order to run a moving company, taxi cabs or limousines, or even hospitals have to get these kind of licenses.
And so this is not an interstate issue. This is an intrastate issue.
That's right. That's right. And what these laws say is they have nothing to do with whether you're skilled or competent or qualified at your job. What these laws say is you can't go into business until you first prove to the government that there needs to be a new moving company or taxi cab company or whatever. And the existing moving companies or taxi cab companies are allowed to intervene and block you from getting a license.
So this is similar to a certificate of needs for new hospitals or expansion of existing hospitals. You know, this sounds like a stupid policy wherever it is, but is it a legal one?
I don't think so. I think it violates the 14th Amendment, at least when it comes to normal competitive markets. But now they control even perfectly competitive ordinary markets like moving companies. So we are challenging laws like this in Kentucky and in Nevada. In Kentucky, we recently got an injunction against the state enforcing those laws until we have an opportunity to prove at trial that when you look at the facts, these laws have never been used to protect the public and have always been used to protect established businesses against having to compete fairly.
We've been talking with the Pacific Legal Foundation's legal eagle, Timothy Sandifer, at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. Tim, thanks for talking to us.
You.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.